Blog Talk Radio.
Now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was time, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly
once again. It's Monday, 5 o'clock. We on time. So I don't know your names. I don't even know your faces, or I only can see the first three of your numbers, and that's how I identify you. So if I say your first three numbers, I identify you. If you want to say your name, that's more. That's up to you. You're more welcome to do it. I like to leave everybody's number open so you can just jump in and out the conversation. But if you have a lot of background or a lot of noise, I will have to mute you so everybody can enjoy the conversation. Normally we talk about anything that's on your mind. So I'm going to go through the board, and I'm going to introduce everybody, and I'm going to leave everybody mic open. If it's anything on your mind, you're more welcome to talk about it. If it's something that you're seeing on TV, on the news, or Facebook talk, you're more welcome to talk about it. So let's go up and down the board. The first three, I'm going to go to your first three. So 936, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Reggie. It's Tina Butler, former Sergeant at Arms at Chicago City Council. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Glad to have you. I'm going to run up and down the board, then we're going to start it up. Let's go to 633. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Reggie? This is Mike from 103rd.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm going to go down. 403, this is Pat. What's up, Pat?
Evening, Reg. Evening, everybody.
All right, welcome to the show, Pat. 569, Dan, welcome to the show. All right, Dan, I know you're there, so welcome to the show, Dan. I'm going to keep going. 961, welcome to the show.
What up, this is Dave from 103rd. This is Dave from 103rd.
All right, welcome to the show. All right, welcome to the show. 865, 865, welcome
hey,
to the
Reg,
show.
Hey, Reg, how you doing?
You got it. All right, so
I just
look.
Said, I just messaged you a great song to play at the end of the show.
I'll put it on for next week. Normally we'll start with any open topic, but I have Pat to open up with the retirees. So if there's anything that Pat you want to start us off on the retirees, and I noticed you had a very interesting post on Facebook, and I read it, and I didn't really want
to. Go to the Bluetooth settings on your mobile device and choose Amazon Tap.
Okay, that's something
two,
different. If that's somebody,
that's not me.
I'm out. All right, because I'll find out who it is in a minute. But anyway,
Pat,
you had a very interesting. Yeah, go ahead. Go for it, Pat.
That's Alderman Burke. He's at the council meeting right now. He's ordering another cowboy hat.
But I know you had a very interesting post. And on the post, I read the post, and the young man, Brian Jones, have actually went on my page saying some negative things about me. So I kind of believe that somehow they got into your site. So if you'd like to talk about anything, you're more welcome to talk about it. And remember, everyone, if you have a lot of back noise, I'm gonna mute everybody to find out who's the person with the back noise. So we try to kind of have it open so people can conversate on whatever they got on their mind. So whoever got back noise, kind of clean your back noise up. Go ahead, Pat. Anything with the retirees?
Nothing with the retirees, just the bullshit from this morning. I mean, I think that took place about 0600 hours this morning. And if this is the same Brian Jones, he has been on the site. Once in a while, he made a comment, and he seemed like he was okay. And all of a sudden this morning, he started blowing up, talking out of his ass with everything. I couldn't believe it. And, when he sat there and told us how great this current union is and that they're doing a great job, that was it. I seen stars. And, you know, some people wanted me to keep it going with them, and I can't because most of the people don't belong to 1001 that are on the site, and it's unfair to them that the time's the page. What I'm thinking about doing is starting a side page maybe where all the debates could go on. And let everybody go at it in there. And, you know, just let them talk what they want to talk. But when this guy comes out with this shit, what a good job that 1001 is doing. I mean, there's no way. I couldn't believe it.
I received a friend request from a Brian Jones. I knew it was something fishy. I never accepted a friend request. I received one from a Brian Jones. This is Mike.
Be
I received
with those, be careful with those friend requests, too. If you're not already friends with somebody, don't really accept it unless you know the person, because there's a lot of viruses. You get a virus by accepting that. And they knocked me out a few times on that. So be careful.
Yeah,
well,
they got new ones, too.
And, you know, right now it's election time, and I noticed that for a minute Pat took a break because he's like, hey, I'm going to let you guys have your election, and I'll come back, and you know, after the election. But for some good guy reason, he came back. But it's election time. Now everybody that's running, got they flunkies out here doing all this stuff to make them look good. But the question I asked a friend of mine, I said, if everybody is pushing for somebody, what did they get? Mostly people are pushing for somebody, got something for it. They got a good job. They got a good work assignment. They got something for it. So remember, when somebody's pushing for 1001, look at them as an individual and ask yourself, what did you
get
for it? So the phones are open. Everybody jump in and out whenever you want. Dan, if you have something to say, you're more welcome to say it, Dan.
Okay, yeah, I saw this Brian Jones. Obviously, it seems a little coincidental right around election time. This guy is an agent of Local 101, I believe. And like you say, what's he going to get out of it for sticking up for our union leadership? They're more than welcome to come on the show and defend themselves. I'd love to hear from Bob Cianelli or Nikki Hayes or Smoke Ellis or Victor Rowe on the show. They can come on. Isn't it funny? Victor Rowe was on the show when he ran on a reform ticket 4 years ago, but all of a sudden he doesn't want to come on the show now. Well, I guess he's no longer a reformer, and as we can tell by his actions, definitely not a reformer.
True.
Well,
and not only that, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Reg.
No, not only that, 1001 actually bought Streets 1001. Bob Cianelli purchased Streets 1001, domain name, and he have all the rights to open up a radio show under 1001.
Oh.
Streets 1001. He has it. He bought it for $500, knocked me out of it because I was told that I couldn't own it, so he bought it. So they have the avenue, they have it to open up, but they choose not to. Information is power. The more you teach somebody, the more they understand the rules. If you understand the rules, you play the game better. They don't want you to play the game. So go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I appreciate you guys letting me participate because I told you before, I wasn't a union member. I served for 30 years in the city of Chicago, but my husband, my son, all 130 guys, when unions were big. And I will never forget December 23rd, 2015, sitting in the courtroom, in Judge Cohen's courtroom, and listening to the lawyer from 1001 stand up and say, we do not support the retiree's position. 1001, largest. My husband was a member of 1001. He was a G-man when he first started out. But the lawyer for 1001 is going to stand up and say that he doesn't support the retiree's position after they took their dues all those years, still taking dues because the currents are paying. They're getting paychecks from the union. They're driving nice cars paid for by the union. They got credit cards that they use for union business. So I got a little understanding of it just from being downtown for 25 years and watching these guys. And I said, it's, you know, not my circus, not my clowns. But you know what? There's a lot of people down there that I worked with that don't deserve what's being done to them. And they think they're going to be okay. They really do. They don't get it.
Well said. I'm going to say something, then I'm going to go up and down the board for anybody that want to respond. A young lady called me, and this is something that everybody needs to be more aware of, not the retirees, but they just started a new thing with the city. And if you go on DD, they have a thing called vocal control. Vocal control. Vocal control is a private agency that now monitors all DDs. So that means if you go on DD, they have you come down to classes for 8 hours, 3 days a week. You have to attend a class. And after you attend that class, they'll put a review in with the city to say if you're able to come back to work, and if you're not able, they're trying to train you to get another job so you will be off the DD. So that's something, look it up, vocal control. If you know somebody on DD, ask them about it. A young lady called me, and she aware of me of it, and I'm doing more research to find out more about it. So we're going to go up and down
the
board.
Job searches.
Right.
You don't think
you
have them do, like, a job search.
So you have
after
heard
being
of
being on DDA a certain length of time, they have them doing like job searches. They have to come down to City Hall once a week and fill out like a worksheet saying that they've been looking for active and looking for work different places.
Yeah, friend
now,
of mine was on
this young lady called
here,
me and told me she
said
it. Yeah, but this lady told me that they actually forced her into retirement because she was unable to do her job. So they forced her to retire. So if you're going on DD, there's something. And then she said the union signed off on this. I don't know nothing. All I'm doing is researching it. So I'll find out more information and I'll keep you in tune with it. So I'm going to go up and down the board. If anybody want to say something, you're more welcome to jump in. So I'll run up to 936. You have anything you'd like to say?
That's me, Reg. I already had my piece.
Okay.
Might as well go down the board.
Okay, 633.
63, this is Mike. Hey, Reggie, I had a question about the residency. Living in the city and working for the city, you have to reside in the city. But is there a way that we can combat that with, like, signatures to sway that decision for, considering the fact that the schools are in a terrible shape, crime is on the rise, taxes are going up. We should have the right, like other municipal companies, to reside outside of the city and still remain employed with the city. Is there a way we can do that? Or
now, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to say this. A buddy of mine asked me that same question recently, and he said, if I'm not mistaken, Chicago teachers don't have to live in the city. If I'm not
mistaken.
Neither
does a fireman.
And he asked me that question. I said, well, I didn't know I was going to look into it, but I believe it's up to the mayor, and if we can push the aldermen to push the mayor into that. But I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to be honest about it. So I will look into it. By next week, I have something I can report back.
But I think I thought I was told that you can get a certain amount of number of signatures to combat that with, like, you know, and petition that, the residency law, because we're the only
petition
ones who
it.
Do.
Can I just jump in? Petition
it
to where?
Reconsidering this.
To where you can live outside
the Board of Elections,
reside outside the city.
Would it be on the ballot, or would it be something they would put on the ballot, like in November of 2018? Because anything like that is not going to happen right away. There would be, or is the union going to negotiate this?
Right. That was my question was, could the union negotiate that as far as with the mayor, or you know, or it could be on the ballot, even if it was on the ballot for the next election.
This is the perfect time to push the union to try to do it because it's election time.
Right.
So it's the perfect time to bring that question to the membership and ask them to push for it. Let's go to 961. 961, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I got a question. I was going to ask about the wages. Are they going to take the wages? I hear a lot of talk that they're going to lower our wages down from $8 to $10 take rooms. Now, is that true, or is that just rumors going around? Or how is that rumor even brought up?
Well, it's election time. Anytime it's election time, you're going to have a lot of things. But I can tell you this, it's election time. Anything you want to be asked, you need to ask the people that's running, which is James Ellis, Paul Reed. Those will be your business managers, and they have a right to make that decision. So whoever you decide, that's who's going to make that decision. And this is only the nomination is May 4th. So anytime I throw a name out there, there's no guarantee that person is going to run because the nomination is May 4th.
I mean, a lot of people are saying it. Like people that went to the meetings and stuff, a lot of people are saying they've been hearing that, you know. That's all.
Well, I didn't hear that at the meeting. I only heard rumors. And I can't go off of a rumor. I only can go off facts. And the facts is Ron Emanuel is the mayor. 1001 supports the mayor. They gave him $100,000. If Ron Emanuel wants something there, in the military we call it embedded. They embedded with 1001. So if Ron Emanuel wants
right.
something, I'm pretty sure 1001 is going to give it to him. So those are facts. So
okay.
I only go off facts.
Yeah, Patty got a 961, question.
You got a lot of back static, so I'm going to keep you here, but I'll keep checking with you. So let's go up and down the board.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got a lot of back static. So I'm until you can clear your back static, I'm gonna have you on mute, and I'll come and check with you every now and then. So let's go to anybody else who likes to say anything.
About the city residency, you know, it's a good point, but I lived here in the city all these years, all right? People have to stop and think. I mean, you got every right. You're looking out for your kids and all that. But the thing is, you got to fight to take back the city. You got to fight to take back the schools. You got to fight to get rid of the gangs. You got to fight for all this shit. You can't go and run. Because once you run, who's going to pay your wages? The tax base is just going to be depleted. And especially where they're paying the higher taxes, all those firemen and policemen and stuff, they're all going to move out to the suburbs. They can't wait. I mean, I can't blame them, but the thing is, you got to stand and fight for what's yours. This is our city. This doesn't belong to anybody else. This is our city. The same thing when people cry about the taxes. People cry about their homeowners' taxes. Well, I got to the point, I was looking out in Bartlett, Illinois at cardboard houses, and the taxes started there at $1,000 per month. I mean, it's ridiculous. Right now, I'm paying just $1,000 for taxes, insurance, and the mortgage on my house. I'm not going to get a deal like that out in the suburbs. I mean, and then when people go, well, I'm going to buy everything out of the city. All right, you save your taxes and all that. But the thing is, you're eroding the tax base. I mean, there has to be a breaking point. I'm all for what you're saying, but you have to stop and think what the downfall will be. The city is shit now. It'll really be shit. And then when you got a judge that they're going to rob in front of his own house or his girlfriend right in front of his house and he's going to get shot dead out there, what kind of shit is this? I want my city back. I'm done with this shit.
I agree with you on that note, but my question was just in case they were talking about taking some of the wages. And if they're going to take our wages down, why not think about moving elsewhere? They're going to take our wages down. If they were to do that, and the price of living here in Chicago, living in the city is ridiculous, why not consider the fact if you're going to take wages from us, why not change the residency law? That was my question. With
well,
the residency law thing.
I agree with that. But the thing is, you're going to start eroding everything. I mean, the thing is, we got to take everything back. Everything that they took from us, we got to take it back. I mean, here, look at this site right here, this blog. We got people that come on the city site that we have and argue. I get currents that argue on the street with me that tell me I'm nuts. I don't know what's going on with the health care. And I just look at them and I shake my head. It's gotten worse. Before the last election, at least they sat there and listened to me and they go, well, we didn't know this, we didn't know that. So I thought I had a chance with them. Now,
well, you know what? As a current, I can agree with you because as a current, I noticed that there's like divide and conquer. They're trying to divide the laborers with the general laborers to have like a rift.
Right.
You know, that's the
right.
plan, I believe.
Mm-hmm. My
divide
man,
and conquer.
I'll tell you
separate
what,
us.
With these people, they're going to do whatever the hell they want if you don't hold them in check. They got Tutu on their side, and you got the union on his side. I mean, you have nobody on your side but each other. It's time for everybody to wake up and say, fuck this shit.
Yeah,
I totally
agree.
That's right. That's why he's right.
Now,
I'm
going to run down the rules again. I only know your first three. I'm going to call your first three. That's your name. If anybody listening off the internet, you can call this number, 602-753-3017. If you want to listen off the internet, all you have to do is type in blogtalkradio.com/open16. We have a new caller, 961. I see you on the radio. I'm going to keep checking with you, but you have a lot of back noise. Maybe it's your radio is playing it back. That's why you're getting your static. So if you want me to leave you open, try to clean up your back static by turning your radio down or get your atmosphere kind of cleaned up. So I'm going to check with you in a minute. So let's go to 678, your first three numbers. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. I have a question. Okay, can I speak?
Go for it.
Why is it that the union gets to do whatever the hell they want? They don't ask us no questions. They just turn around and decide for us. We pay you to listen to us. Okay? And
now,
they haven't did that. They've been doing this for a long time, and that's bullshit. Okay?
Now,
we're the ones that are fucking out there busting our asses in the cold, in the rain, in the summer. And I don't think that's fair at all. They've been doing this for us for years. And we keep voting them in and voting them in. And I don't think that's fair. I think that we need a new people in there now.
Now, I got you live, and you did pretty good by cleaning your back noise up. So you can jump in and out whenever you want. Now, I'm going to say this to 678. It's a blue book that you're supposed to get that they don't never give it to you called the Constitution. In the Constitution, there's one person that actually controls this whole local called the business manager. Now we have, we created an assistant business manager. That's a job they created, and they gave Bob Cinelli that job. So the business manager makes all the rules. He can do whatever he wants without a vote because you elected him every 4 years. This is why it's so important. This election, you choose who you want to make the rules for you. So you have, so far you have two people that I think is going to run, but we don't know until May 4th. But business manager is a very, very important job. Not only that, you have seven people that sits on the e-board. They the people of the balance. It's the balance like the mayor and the alderman. So if the seven people allow the businessman to do whatever he wants, he's going to do it. So you, when you're voting for an e-board member or a recording secretary or the treasury, when you voting on these jobs, you voting for the people that's going to decide your future. So you got to understand who you voting for, and you got to understand that if they all together, and then you're going to vote for one person that's going to make
they
all the decisions
thing,
for you.
They can say one thing and do another when they get in that office, when they're behind their seat. They could say that to us, to our face, but when they get in that seat or whatever, they get that position, then they change because they get approached with that money. Now, come on, let's be real. They're getting approached with money under the table, and we're the ones getting screwed.
But see, you got to have people that have character. A lot of people don't care about the money, but some people do care.
Mm-hmm.
It's about self-preservation. So that's something that every member has to look at themselves and say, what do I know about this person? What kind of character is
right.
this person?
So we got all these other slates, you know, running and everything, but we don't know who to run, who we're going to vote for. Or not, because the union we got now is established already. Now we're bringing in another regime, and we don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? So a lot of people are scared about that, too, you know?
Well,
I look at it,
who's going to screw you the hardest. We're already
right,
screwed.
But I'm saying, though, the other union, this union that we got now, 1001, is what's called established already. You know what I mean? They established themselves. Now we're going to vote for a whole new slate and bring them in. And then what's going to happen, man? You know what I mean?
We're going to get screwed.
Well, we don't
man.
Know. We're going to get screwed regardless. Whatever that mayor wants, he's going to get. And that's just the way it is. So you got to bite the bullet or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but they
don't
realize
the
current
are not holding the feet to the fire. They got to hold the feet to the fire
Right.
The union, the current.
But you got to understand, too, we're going against the tyrant.
Listen,
you know, that
I'm
going
to retire,
right.
And I'm in 2 years. What am I looking at? What kind of benefits am I going to get? Am I going to get.
Yeah.
Are they going to give you the answer that's on the books now, or are they going to give you the answer that they might want to try to do once they get in? They're going to do whatever benefits themselves. There's 31 locals
right.
out there.
They're going to benefit themselves,
their
exactly.
Backs on their union
mm-hmm.
members. Call them.
Yeah.
You're paying dues. Your dues
yeah.
is coming out of your check. I did payrolls for years.
They don't know that
I know.
Questions. They don't know nothing. Nothing.
Well,
only when it's elected, that's when you
ask.
See that. That's when
yes,
they want to answer questions.
For that person.
But they don't see for 1 minute that all these people that work for the city, they're up there by themselves. They're single families, single fathers, paying child support, paying for these kids' college tuition. They don't think about nothing like that. They're only for themselves. And I don't think that's fair for us to give them a chance, because obviously when we go to the meeting, you get to vote. For what? For what? Mm. I want to know where all this stuff that we do, is it known? I mean, do they see it? Do they care? They don't care.
They don't care.
But when the union money comes up, oh, and they get our money and we work overtime, they're willing to take that money. And that's $120 every check.
And how much?
And I don't think that's fair for anybody. For none of these city workers who really work out there and try to work for their children.
But if you take that $120 and you multiply it by so many other union members, if the union members all got together and they said, hey, wait a minute, you guys stop. You guys stop now. You tell us what.
Niggas love watermelon. And that's the
okay. Okay, I'm getting some feedback from somebody. I'll find you in a minute. So go ahead. So. It seemed like, Mike, you wanted to say something.
No, I was just listening in.
All right, Dan, you want to say something?
Yeah, huh? I do. I think Mike was talking, or the young lady from 678. True. These guys have been in Gianelli, Will Irving.
What, Dan?
Nikki Hayes, since 2007, our last contract. From 2007 to 2017. The job has been destroyed. Your benefits have been destroyed.
Yes.
You get suspended more often. You're getting less benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the health and wellness. Now you have to go downtown when you're on duty disability. The city's going to pay a private contractor millions of dollars to watch you. So they have money for this. But our union doesn't get money from the mayor to benefit the members. So my advice to you, like Mike said, these guys are established. They're established, all right, but not in your interest. So you got to go with somebody new. And if if you find out after 4 years they're not in your best interest, you get rid of
them.
But by
too.
No means,
yeah.
By no means,
right,
let these guys
too, right?
Get reelected. If these guys get reelected,
mm-hmm.
Your job will be privatized. I can guarantee you that.
So, in our best interest is to vote them out. I mean, position by position, business manager Bob Cinelli, Smoke, vote them out. James Ellis, vote them. We got to vote them out.
Yeah.
We've been getting screwed since 2007.
But I'm hearing a lot of bad things about this guy Paul Reed too.
Hey, but
I know
what we
I'm
have
hearing
now.
Everything about him, you know. I personally, I don't know him, you know.
Mike, here's the thing. You're getting your pocket picked now for the last 10 years, correct?
Exactly.
Paul Reed may or may not pick your pocket, so you got to go with someone who may or may not do it. You have to. I don't
right.
see any other alternative.
Yeah, you're right.
And let's just
either you want to continue to get screwed with no Vaseline or you want to try somebody and let them lube it up, you know.
Well, you got to give Paul Reed benefit of the doubt.
Like,
I mean, you got to give him a chance.
You
got
to give him the benefit of the doubt. They haven't been in there yet.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find them and have forums or something like that, the union members should get together, call a forum, invite this guy, and ask him the questions or girl.
Paul Reed
woman,
was on the show,
whatever,
wasn't he?
And ask him, but they won't come on now, Reggie said. Someone said they won't come on now.
I actually was listening to a show, and he was on here, and I kind of liked what I heard him saying, like what I was hearing.
Paul Reed was on the show, but if Danny was at the last meeting when I got attacked by Bob Cinelli, after that meeting, United Slate have ceased to come on this show. Why? I don't know. That's something that they have to answer for. But I haven't had one person from that whole slate to come on this show. So that's something between them. Now, I don't know if 1001 controlled them. I don't know. That's something they have to answer for. But they have the phone numbers. They've been on the show. So it's not like a secret.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if, see, and if they won't come on the show and they won't answer questions, why do you think that is? Either they don't have the answers to the questions.
Well, they had a meeting Friday night. They had something Friday night, event Friday night. I wanted to make it, but I couldn't. But I plan on being at the next event that they have because I want to get more information about what they plan. I want to ask questions personally.
See, what Dan was saying about getting screwed. All right, you've had these people in there, like he said, that Tinelli's been in there since the early 2000s. And it's just, it's getting bigger and bigger. And they're going more against the laborers. A union is there to protect the laborers. A union is there to make life better for their members. And everything these people are doing, they are taking, and making life miserable. Not only for you guys and ladies out in the alleys, but your family is suffering too. Because your family is not receiving the full benefits that they should be entitled to. We fought for years. I started in 67. And I was a laborer for 18 years, and then a foreman 9 years, and a district supervisor for 9 years. Plus 9 years as a union steward. And I'm not here to bullshit anybody. There's nothing in this for me. But once you stick it in my ass, I am not going to give you another chance to do so. And what this union now did to the retirees, the survivors, and even you currents, it's uncalled for. I have never seen this in my life. And like I said, I've been around since 1967. I mean, this has got to stop. You have to wake up, take a chance, get somebody new in there. I'm not backing anybody because I do not know these people either. It's all up to you. But you cannot keep getting screwed. You need change. And you need big change, and you need it right away because you're going to get sold right down the river with these people. It's time to wake up.
I totally agree. And one thing that everybody has to remember, this election's every 4 years. We have a chance to change it. Last election, we got Lou Phillips, the Lou dynasty out, and we changed it. Even though Ron Robinson dropped the ball, we got Lou Phillips out of office. We all showed up to vote. Grids are stronger than transportation, CDOT, and asphalt. If we can just get the grids out to vote, just get them out to vote. We can change things. So I'm going to go up and down the board to see what who want to say something. 961, I got you on mute because I'm getting a lot of back noise from you. So I'll come and check with you. So let's go to 936. Anything you'd like to say?
No, I agree with Pasquale. They're screwing everybody. They're picking your pockets. If that young lady 678 is $120, you multiply that $120 how many times? And what are they doing? They're lunching up on your dime. They're picking your pockets, and no one is calling them to task. No one's going to a meeting and writing down these things that they're saying, and then throwing it back at them when they go to another meeting and they say something different. Because if they're going to lie, they better remember what their lie is and take it all the way straight to the end. Because they change the answers according to who they're speaking to at the moment. The municipal election is nonpartisan. No parties, no Democratic machine, no Republican machine, no nothing. Nonpartisan. Do the same thing when you go. Just ask them general questions. Am I going to be covered in 2 years? What are my premiums going to be? Can you anticipate that? Do you have any idea what my family's going to be? I got a guy that I worked with for 15 years downtown, an electrician, had a double bypass and cannot retire with 36 years because he's got one daughter in college. And he cannot afford $3,600 a month if he retires.
Wow,
so,
and that's health care.
Tell me that's fair.
Yeah. 633, you would like to say anything? Okay, 63. Your mic is open. Let's go to
516. This is 63.
All right, go ahead, 63.
I agree with Pat. I like we said that we've been getting screwed since 07. And how many chances do you give somebody to keep screwing you? I'm with going with the whole new slate. Eat within 4 years if they haven't put up what the, backed up for what they said they were going to do, then we vote them out too. Why not try something new? Change is inevitable. Try something new. Why are we so afraid of change? I mean, we're content with getting screwed, then stick with them. If you want to change and test something else out, vote against them.
All right, 961. I'm going to turn your mic on, but you got a lot of back noise. So if you like something to say, and then if you can clean your back noise up, I'll keep you on. 961. 961.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to clear the signal.
I'm gonna leave your mic on, but if I keep hearing them, I have to put you on mute so everybody can enjoy the conversation. We have a new caller that joined us. I go by your first three. 516. Welcome to the show. 516. Your first three. Your phone number. 516. Okay, I'll keep you here. Whenever you decide to join us, you're welcome. So, Dan, you got anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
Yeah, like Pat said, what these guys have done by turning their backs on retirees, I mean, I don't think the worst candidate running for union would ever even consider doing that, what these guys did, for their own self-aggrandizement, their own self-enrichment, to throw all the retirees under the bus and the current workers, because they're going to retire also.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, the current rumors, I know it's all rumors, but the union doesn't tell you what they're negotiating when you go to a meeting. So we have to resort to rumors. They won't reveal anything. The rumors are your health care costs for current workers are going to go a lot higher. And I heard there's going to be a pay cut. Now, I may be wrong, but why isn't the union at their meeting saying, standing up, first thing, come to order, there'll be no pay cuts? Why aren't they standing up and saying that? If they're not saying that, guess what? It could happen. There's a possibility it could happen. So I know it's a rumor, but we got to go on rumors. The unions, our union management won't reveal anything in their negotiations. And unlike the driver's union, they don't have anyone from the general membership to go on their negotiating team, like the drivers had a notice for anyone interested in to negotiate on their negotiating team. You think our union would ever do this, open it to members to get on their negotiating team? Hell no.
Well, you know, I'm going to say one thing, then I'm going to go to 516 again because I want to see if you have anything to say. 961, I kept your mic open, and, you know, if you want to say something, jump in. The wellness program. The fire, police, and school all got out of the wellness program. Sanitation kept us in the wellness program that we are actually losing money by not participating. If you're married, you have to pay for your spouse. Even if she don't want to be in it or he don't want to be in it, you have to pay. That's something that the union okay. That's something the union can easily go to Ron Emanuel and say, I'm taking my members out the wellness program. The union's not even in the wellness program. So question, why would you vote for somebody that's put you in a program that they don't even want to be a part of? So the mic is open for anybody like to jump in and out. So it's an open platform. Any response?
Well, I think the healthcare company, I know we researched this a couple years ago on your show, they probably gave Emanuel a donation because these other health management systems in place across the country, they pay their workers to join the health club and improve their health. They don't make it hard for them to do. I remember when this wellness came out. I didn't have a computer. They didn't care. You're on the hold for over an hour and a half on their line, or they said, go get a computer. So what I did, I went to the clerk after starting time, and I sat there until she punched in all my information, which took about an hour. And the bosses didn't like it. I said, well, too bad. Tell Rami Manuel to set up a system that's compatible for workers. They never did. And it's really hard to get on the computer. From what I heard, it takes a lot of effort just to do this wellness thing. I think you have to do it, what, almost every month or every other month or a couple times a year or something. But anyhow, they get you. People are just fed up dealing with it, and they take a hit. Again, our union is not in the program. We don't know what they pay for their health care. We don't know what we're paying for their health care, what kind of benefits they have, what company, et cetera. Again, they don't reveal it. They don't want to reveal it. I guess we have to FOIA everything.
And, you know, this is the job. It's election time. This is the job as auditors. You have three auditors. You need to focus on all the positions and where their jobs are. As an auditor, you have a right to walk up to an auditor if you're a member in good standing and ask that auditor to audit anything you choose them to audit. It's simple. But the auditors work for you. So we go back to the platform. 516, would you like to say anything? Okay. 865, would you like to say anything? Uh, 961. Anybody like to say anything? You're more welcome to say anything.
Hi, this is
63. Go ahead, dear.
This is 63, Mike. I had seen an ad stating that the city was selling decapitated buildings, and city workers were eligible to buy them, but it was funny that we were exempt streets and sanitation workers. We couldn't purchase any of these buildings. And why is that?
Go ahead.
That was
where you had to reside in one of these buildings for up 5 years and not pay a dime until they would deed it over to you. But it excluded us as sanitation workers.
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
That program, I believe you're talking about was through police. I forgot the reasoning behind it, but he said the same thing at the time it came out. Well, what about other city workers? Why don't you start bringing city workers, load up these neighborhoods with city workers, bring them back in, you know, give everybody a chance. But it was just
right.
for the police at the time.
It was,
and I think
actually,
it was
for police. It said police, EMTs, firefighters, and but it didn't include
right.
sanitation workers.
That's it. There's a lot of other groups of people that are out
right.
there.
Right, and we
you know,
pay taxes just as well as the police officers
and
fire departments, EMTs.
Right.
What makes us exempt,
but,
you know?
Like you said, you had to live there a certain amount of time, and I know it wasn't free, but I know you were going to get a break.
It was 5 years. It was 5 years.
Yeah, but you were going to get a break on some kind of stuff, their taxes or whatever, too, in the meantime. And you had to stay there that amount of time. But I've never heard anything after that. You got to remember, this asshole mayor we have, he comes up with these brain parts once in a while, and he just starts talking, and he doesn't have a clue as to what he's saying. He cannot
no.
tell the truth. He's been in office for 6 years. I dare anyone to tell me when he has told the truth on anything. He has not once told the truth.
Well, once again, I'm going to run up and down the rules. I only know your first three, 701. I'm going to let you come to the mic. Give me a minute. But if anybody on the Internet, you'd like to call in at 602-753-3017. If you want to just tune in off your Internet, you can turn to blogtalkradio.com/open16. The first three, that's all I go by. Your first three is your name. 516, your mic is open anytime you like to say anything. So let's go to 701. Your mic is open. Everybody's mic is open. If you like to say something, you're more welcome. And that includes you, 961. Your mic is open. 701,
hey, Reg,
if you like to say
you
anything.
Doing?
You got it.
Hey, how you doing, Reg? This Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Nothing much. Just checking in, see what's going on. See what's new. I mean, politically here, you know, in the city and then also in the local. I know that Paul Reed's guys had a an event last Friday, and I'm just wondering if anybody went or if anybody had information on that, because I didn't get a chance to go.
Well, I didn't attend it, and so far I haven't heard that nobody on the line attended it, so I didn't attend it. But I did talk to Mr. Reed, and, you know, a lot of people ask me how do I stand with that, and we've been talking on the show about it. It's almost like being in a abusive relationship. I've been in one with 1001, and I refuse to go back to that. So far, there's only one person that I know that's going to run against James Ellen, and that's Mr. Reed. And I don't want to return to the abusive home that I've been in. So if anybody want to respond, you're more welcome to respond. Okay,
on our site, they did post a video from Friday night. If anybody wants to see it, it's still up on the site. Just go down a ways and you'll find it. It's like about a 10 or 15 minute speech that Paul Reed made at that doing Friday night.
So you can go to the Pat. He just said you can go to the site and you probably can catch some snippets of it. I can say this, 701 Mike. If you know anybody on the slate, they used to come here and present their stance, but so far, no shows. So if you know them, they're more welcome to come. You know the number, give them a number, tell them we're here for Monday, 5 o'clock. So they can always come here and present their case. So if anybody else would like to say anything, you're more welcome to say it. Dan?
Yeah, I didn't go to the meeting or fundraiser or whatever it is, a meet and greet. But like, I haven't watched the video, but thanks for telling me about it, Pat. I'll look on your site.
What about 961? Anything you'd like to say?
No, not at the moment.
All right. So once again, there will be a nomination meeting May 4th. The nomination meeting is going to show everybody that's going to run. And then election will be in June. They haven't set the date yet, so it'll be in June.
Where will that meeting be held at?
It will be at Whitney Young upstairs in the library, May 4th. The time, you have to call the Union Hall because I don't know the exact time, and they will change it around on you. So all you have to do is call 312-226-1001, ask for Victor Rowe, and ask them what time is the nomination meeting. And it will be May 4th. So that's going to be a very important meeting because you need to understand who's running, why they're running, and what's the position and the power they carry. After this election, you go into a dark age for 4 more years, and you have a contract coming up. So it's very important. So I'll go back to the phones. Everybody, mic is open. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, you're more welcome to talk about it.
Yeah, I want to add to that, Reg, too. You guys got to understand, I'm talking from experience. If somebody new does get in, they could promise you anything they want to promise you. Once you give up a benefit, once you give up a wage that you fought for years to receive, you know what? It's going to be 10 times harder to get it back, and especially in these times, because they claim that they're broke, but they got billions of dollars to throw away on the Soul Train to O'Hare Field and stuff like that. I mean, it's going to be hell to get anything back. They could promise anything they want to promise. Maybe they'll give it their best try. But the thing is, don't expect too much because it's like hell to get anything back.
Now, I want to piggyback on what you're saying. I'm going to go back to the phones. I would like 633 to say, she normally tells this story very well, of how the lawyer came in, and Pat says as well, how the lawyer came in and told the judge they're not going to represent the retirees no more. So I want 633 to just give us a little bit, 633, a little bit of that.
This is 633, and this is Mike.
I mean, that would be 936. Sorry about that.
That's me, Tina. Yeah, I went down to be with all the retirees, and they had already won in the Supreme Court for the COLAs. I was a beneficiary of that, but I didn't know about it. I'm ashamed to say I sat in that building for 25 years doing various jobs and didn't know that they were trying to take our clothes away from us. The date sticks in my head because it was my daughter's birthday. It was December 23rd, 2015, and the lawyer for 1001 stood up and said to Judge Cohen, "We do not support the retiree's position. We do not support the retiree's position." But I bet you he supported it when you were paying dues and they're still driving the cars, they still got the credit cards, they still got every perk the union gives them for being business agents or BAs or business managers or whatever they want to call them. The majority of them are thieves. They're digging in your pockets is all they're doing. That's what they're doing. And I'll never forget that as long as I live. And my husband started out as a G-man, and he said to me, if I hadn't have been in that courtroom with you and heard him say that, I would have never believed it. I said, I kept telling you, they're going to cut our benefits January 1st, or they're going to come up with some mad numbers that you're going to have to pay to keep being insured. And sure enough, what's the mad number? $1,466 a month for a single person? People are taking the hit. They're going without insurance and taking the hit from the IRS at the end of the year because they're saving money that way. How can you live? How can the people live? And the unions are letting them do this. They're standing behind. They got the big show of all the union leaders behind Tutu when they got a press conference. They have no clue what the members are going through. Not a single clue. But I'll never forget that as long as I live. And my husband said to me, 130 guy, my son's a 130 guy. He said, if I hadn't have been in that courtroom, never would have believed it. Never thought. And let's not forget either that we got an election for governor in 2018, and he's a right-to-work Republican, the goofball we have there now. And we don't have a budget going on 3 years for the state of Illinois. That's commentary.
And I want to piggyback on what you're saying. A lot of people don't understand what COLA is. COLA is cost of living.
It's an adjustment.
Go ahead. You can finish it up.
No. It's an adjustment to your wages. They give you a little bump up to accommodate inflation and so forth and so on. Social Security didn't get it because the price of gas was so low. Then what happened after Social Security people didn't get it? The price of gas went back up again. So if they negotiated the clause, they did a pretty crappy job because the Supreme Court of the state of Illinois said, oh, no, you cannot do that. 1970 Constitution guarantees them the clause. So what did they do? They took a hit, they paid retro, and they moved along. And Tutu is on his email bragging about how he was going to get the retirees in 3 years. And what did he do? In 3 years, he got them. And let's not forget either that one of the gentlemen dailies sits on the Blue Cross and Blue Shield board.
Pat, you want to respond?
All right. Yeah, Raj, to add to that, to the current, you were included in that lawsuit. The union signed off on you to contribute an extra 3% each paycheck to your retirement. When we took them to court, we included the currents in our lawsuit. And what came of it, the Supreme Court ruled that they cannot diminish your wages. So that 3% was struck. But be on your toes because they're coming back with some different wording on it, and they're going to try it again on you.
Yep.
So that's 3% more out of your each check 94. That they're going to try to grab. Watch out.
Hey, Tech, give a shout out to your, the Facebook page that you keep everybody impressed with.
On the Facebook page, we've been around for 3 years. Real people that are in the court fighting for everybody. Presently, we're fighting to get the health care back. The name of the site is City Workers Present and Past. That's City Workers Present and Past on Facebook. If you apply, just put something in there as to your employment or a picture of a city flag or a garbage truck, something to give me a clue that you are a city worker, and I'll let you in.
Okay, so once again, you got that information. Normally, I let everybody speak for like 5 or 6 minutes, but I'm going to give everybody 2 minutes to say whatever you like to say, and then we're going to end this show, and we'll see each other next Monday, and you have 2 minutes, an open platform. So I'm going to start from the bottom going up. Pat, I'm going to save you for last. Dan, I'm going to save you the next to last, and then we'll go to Tina, and then under you, Dan, then we're going to go up and down the board. So let's go to 701. You got 2 minutes. Anything you'd like to say, you get off your chest, any of your goodbyes.
Yeah, you know what, Reg, the thing is that like she was saying, like Tina was saying about the governorship, I mean, there was a lot of unions out there last week, protesting his fundraiser. And I was reading some Facebook stuff, and I mean, you had the district council out there, you had everybody else, but nobody from our local, the current leadership out there. And it's a shame because, you know, we're taking a really big hit with this governor, and, you know, especially, you know, now you got the Kennedy running, and then you got the Dailies totally behind him. So that's like another Republican, technically. So right now we don't have really major choices for the governorship. I just hope maybe, you know, our leadership from the district council, local, they can support somebody that's not going to screw us as bad either. So just that's my thought.
Okay, well said. So let's go to 516. 516, would you like to say anything? Okay. I'll put you on hold, 516. If you want to come back later before we end, you're more welcome. Let's go to 865.
Hey, I want to say something. You guys got a big union, and I know all the people on the call are dedicated to that union, but what is the percentage of people that are going to vote? I mean, I think everybody really has to reach out at this point in time. And if you can't bring three more votes in, you're probably not talking as much as you should be. You got to get them people out to vote. This is important.
I'm going to respond to this. I'm still going up the board. 865, I've been running since 2000, and I say 6, roughly. And out of 2,700 people, roughly, there will be a 900 people turnout. So if you break the numbers down out of 900 people into sections, CDOT shows up, transportation shows up, asphalt shows up, curb and gutter will show up, aviation will show up, but the grid's almost 120, 130 per grid, and we're looking at 8 of them. So they do not vote, and that's the problem. The people that need it the most do not show up to vote. And it's sad to say, I work with them every day. These are the most nicest people in the world. We wave at each other every time we see each other. We speak to each other every time we see each other. We are loaning each other money if you don't have lunch. But we will not show up for 1 day, 4 years, an hour. 1 hour and 4 years spending to go show up to vote. And it's sad. So I'm gonna let you respond, 871, then I'm going to go back up.
I can't understand that. I mean, you're not going to vote to keep your job? I mean, what are you thinking? you know?
It's sad. It's really sad. And it's nothing more that I can say that I've been doing this for since 2006. Dan know I've been doing it. But, hey, it's like a horse. You can take him to the water, but you can't make him drink.
Hey, Reggie, can I make a comment on that, please?
All right, real quick comment because I'm going off the board. Go ahead.
Yeah, on that, and when you were talking about the grid system, is that true what I'm hearing out there, that they might grab one of the grids and privatize one of the grids?
Yeah, I've been hearing that rumor, but you can't believe in nothing until you see it. I heard rumors. Everything is rumors. But nothing's going to happen until after the election. After the election,
yeah,
you're going to hear everything.
But the thing is that with that rumor alone, I mean, wouldn't that cause the people to come out and vote? Because if they're doing a grid system, that's 130 jobs that are going to be cut. That's one of their jobs. You know, that's why I'm agreeing with the gentleman on the phone right now.
I totally agree with you, but as Dan said, in order for a rumor to get started, there's got to be some kind of secrecy of truth. And by them keeping things from us, make rumors. So I can't speak on something I can't prove or that say it's a fact. But what I can say, that's sad that I can see something like that happening. They already mapped the grid system out. They already timed you through every unit. So they already selling the project that, hey, you can do so many alleys at this time. They don't care about move-outs or people getting set out or anything. They think in their minds downtown, this is what we project the alley should take. So I can see it. I'm going to run up and down the board. 516. Okay.
Good evening, everybody.
Let's go.
Good evening, everybody.
Go ahead, 516. You want to say something on the way out the door?
Oh, yeah. Good evening, everybody. I apologize. I was sort of preoccupied doing something else, so I apologize for not chiming in. But listen, maybe the laborers are not moving because they really don't believe that this is going to happen. They probably really don't believe that 1001 is really going to pull the plug on them. As far as privatization, I can believe in it for the simple fact that why are they so anxious with writing us up for 2 minutes? 2 minutes past do your lunch or 2 minutes past do your break. So they're eliminating people so they will have the room for privatization. So I can believe that can happen. So those are my thoughts for tonight. And, I that's how I see it. You know, the labor is not going to move until it actually happens. And it could be room for privatization because I've seen them write us like they do. I mean, stickler is about a minute. Stickler is about 2 minutes. Stickler about you didn't pick up some paper, one or two pieces of paper. So this has all been etched in stone. So I believe it's coming down the pipeline. I mean, if I was everybody on the line, I would get a plan B because plan A sucks and it don't look good. Those are my thoughts for tonight. Good night.
So, look, I'm going to go through this again. We got a new call that just joined us late. I'm going to let you say something, and then we're going to go back to the going to our goodbyes. I go by your first three numbers, not your error code. So, 317, welcome to the show. You got 2 minutes to say anything you'd like to say to get off your chest.
Hi, how you doing? My dad is a congressman here in Alabama, and he's trying to organize an event to appeal to the African-American community. I was wondering if I could put him on. He could run some ideas by you.
Okay, we're in Chicago, so we can't vote in Alabama. But if you like to bring him on, I do have friends in Alabama, and I can set up a show for you. Give me a call. If you got any pen, I'll give you my personal number, and I'll set up a show, and then we can be an Alabama show, and you can just have your friends to call in. So stay on the line.
Hey, Red. Congressman Buchanan. This is Congressman Buchanan. I just want to ask you some advice. I'll make it brief. You know, we love black people over here. What I'm thinking about doing is building a stage at a local community center, and I would like hundreds, really, of black people to come up from the stage and rise up to greet the community. I don't know what you think about that idea.
Well, sir, think about this idea. This is Chicago. We don't see color. Everybody's the same.
Right.
Only red. Blood red.
I just
hang it
off.
Hang it up.
I want the black people coming out the floor, dropping from the ceiling. I mean, not even like them coming out the vents, just to show everyone we're friends.
That was like a commercial. I'm through being amused with that one. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tina, you want to jump in?
Just for a second. First of all, like I always say, I appreciate you guys letting me participate, and it because my whole family was union. But if 4 years, you know the devil you got, you don't know the devil you're going to get. But if you don't change, you still got the devil you got, and they're still going to keep picking your pockets. And if the currents will not call, at least call and ask questions about your benefits or have forums and get these people at these forums and say, listen, what are you going to do about this? Or send somebody, ask somebody to volunteer to go and ask questions and write down the answers. So when they go to the next spot, they got to keep their lives straight. And for everybody's information, my husband's from Alabama. I've been going down there for 40 years, and about 40 minutes ago, they impeached the governor in Alabama. So I don't know where that guy was coming from, but he's not really up with what's happening down there.
Well, we got him beat. We got three governors impeached here. So.
Yeah, I know. But this one
let's go to Mike. Mike, anything you'd like to say?
Reg, just thank you and God bless you for bringing this show and educating the members, you know, the currents in the past, and hopefully some of these young guys get off their butt and just realize that, you know, that this is for real. I mean, the contract's for 10 years, and if we get another contract, we got 10 years to get screwed by, you know, Alice and those guys, because I guarantee you, Shanali and Alice and all those guys, they need to go out. I mean,
they're paid already.
They're already paid. They need to get the hell out. I mean, I know Shanali, they were saying he owns a home in Florida. Well, he should just retire and go home. Go away. Don't go away mad. Just go away. I hope you run for office. We're here for you, and we support you, my man. So we need to keep educating the members.
I appreciate it. 633.
Yeah.
This is the other Mike. I agree with Mike and Tina. Change. I keep saying change. I mean, why not? We know the devil. Let's uncover this new piece of work. Change.
And you know what? I think you're doing a very good job with your Facebook, and you got a lot of city workers that you keep pushing, and I think you're doing a very good job. So sometimes people need to understand to say when you're doing something good. I think you're doing a very good job. I can see you one day running for a union position.
Hey, Mike, what's your Facebook account number so I can hit it?
Mike Simmons.
Okay.
Michael Simmons.
All right, let's go to Dan.
Okay, thanks for having me on. All this talk about a grid going private, guys, recycling, half of recycling's been private for about 5 years. So it's happening. You can be in denial, and then you can be in denial when you're on the unemployment line after the election. So I'll see you next week, Reg.
All right, and thank you again, Dan, for all the support you give to the show, you and Pat. Pat, you're the bottom line. You're my designated hitter.
All right, everybody out there, remember, a union. Three things, what a union is: honor, respect, loyalty. I'll repeat, honor, respect, loyalty. Now, anybody that thinks this current, whatever you want to call them, has any of those traits, even one, you can speak up. And you know what? They don't have any. So think about it. Think hard. That's what a union is.
On that note, if it's anybody like to say any last close, and then I'm going to play the song and we out of here until next Monday. And I'm going to say this. if anybody need my personal number, my personal number is 312-871-8331. In case of an emergency, if something go down at your job and you're just upset about it and you think you the members need to know, you can call me, and it only takes me 2 hours to set up a show. So if you give me a 2 hours heads up, I can set a show up and we can expose them. This show is designed to expose the city on anything that we think they're doing. Now, we can do a show every day. It don't matter because, you know, we pay for it. So every day we can do a show if we can get our platform that we can carry the members to call in. So let me know if you got any ideas, if it's anything on your mind. Pat, whenever you want to do a retiree wake up, just give me a call. We'll set something up for the retirees. So this show is for you. It's not my show. It's your show. So on the way out the door, anybody want to say anything before I play the last song on the way out?
Yeah, Russ, this is like one last thing. We probably think about doing a video show by any chance instead of talk radio, just out of curiosity. So, you know, so they can see the passion you got, you know, and then probably, in, you know, when you people call in, I mean, I don't know, just because I know that
Can TV
got shows like that.
Reggie, you can
probably
go live.
A lot of people want us to go live, and that's something I'll work on. Probably next week we'll work on that. You know, I like the idea.
You can go live from the city, past and present setup. You can go live from that.
Yeah. We'll set something up.
Idea.
Me and Mike have set something up because I know Mike know a lot about it. Mike S. So if anybody else want anything to say, or I'm going to play the last. This song is a song that Pat gave me. So I'm going to play the last song. Anybody want to say anything?
I just want to say one thing. Grassroots. One person tells another person. One person tells 10 people. That person tells 10 people. That person says. That's how we learn to do, to get the word out. One person tells one person, tells 10 people, and then it goes on and on, and it exponentially increases. So you get the word out like that.
I agree. Anybody else on the way out?
I'll say something. I got to commend you on this show. I wish I had something like this when I was still working. I'm retired, and it really creates unity amongst people that are on it. And my hat goes off to you.
I appreciate it, and I'm going to say this on the way out the door before I play my last song. First, this song I'm going to play, Pat gave me this song, and I love this song because it means a lot. And I believe in the subconscious mind. Sometimes we have to meditate and get into our subconscious to let our subconscious make us dream of our conscience. And then we become conscious people. So I love that. Second, I started this in 2006, and if it wasn't for Joe, Felice, Dan Norton, we all worked together. I used to complain in the lunchroom. Me and Dan would complain, talk to each other. And Joe said, we'll do something about it. And then me and Dan said, you know what, you're right. We decided to start a little group that we came on the air. We had a little web page, and we used to call ourselves Streets 1001. We got so good that we threw Lou Phillips out, and then they bought the show, and then threw me out of office. So we back on, you know, we back here doing it again under another name, but we the same people. You can't buy a person's soul. So on that note, I'm going to play this song that Pat gave me, and I love this song. So I'll see you guys Monday, 5 o'clock, all the time.
Good night, everyone.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sound. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sound. While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sound. Poor people gonna rise up, get their share. people are gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I thought you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution. Ooh, I've been standing in the welfare line, crying to those that serve the armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution. Finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh no.
Thank you for listening. I'll see you guys next Monday. Peace.
Take care.
You too, Pat.